This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating preoperative evaluation on Angeles, A-N-G-E-L-E-S, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, date of birth, February 13, 1951, date of evaluation, August 25, 2022, the referring physician, Dr. Tallarico, T-A-L-A-R-I-C-O, the chief complaint, 65-year-old female whose status post-fall. The HBI, the patient is noted as a 65-year-old female who reports an episode of fall in November of 2021, period. She suffered an industrial injury to the left ankle, period. She had noted pain and swelling of the lateral aspect of the left knee, period. Pain is worsened with weight bearing. It is decreased with rest, period. She underwent conservative treatment to include CAMBU physical therapy and non-steroidals, all without improvement, period. She reports pain is typically 5/10, period. It is worsened with activity as noted, period. She had failed conservative therapy and is now scheduled for treatment to include surgery, period. The past medical history, one, diabetes, next number, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, unremarkable, medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, glimepiride, 4 milligrams take 2 in AM, Jardiance, 25 milligrams, half QAM, rosuvastatin, 1 daily, biotin daily, allergies, Actos results in itching, family history, father died of lung cancer, mother died with diabetes, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of systems, significant for neurologic, she has numbness in her left pinky finger, period. The remainder of the review of system is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/73, pulse 87, respiratory rate 16, height 61 inches, weight 125.2 pounds, period. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal, the point of maximum tenderness is noted on palpation of the left ATF and CF ligaments of the angle, that is the ankle, period. There is tenderness on inversion and eversion of the ankle, period. There is 1+ edema of the lateral foot and ankle, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 84 beats per minute and otherwise normal. point of care glucose 215, period. MRI, January 30, 2022. There's scarring of the anterior talofibular ligament, period. There's scarring of the calcaneal fibular ligament, period. MRI, July 17, 2022. Reveal mild to moderate scarring of the anterior talofibular ligament. There is also mild scarring of the calcaneal fibular ligament. There is synovitis in the extensor retinaculum, period. The impression, 65-year-old female, status post-industrial injury with fall, period. Next number, left ankle instability. Next number, chronic pain of left ankle. Next number, acquired short Achilles tendon. Next number, possible cubital tunnel syndrome. Next number, diabetes type 2. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Next number, cardiovascular clearance, initial encounter. Recommendation, the lab work are pending. We'll defer recommendation until hemoglobin A1C is reviewed. Overall, her cardiovascular risk does not appear significantly increased. She does have diabetes, which does increase her risk of coronary artery disease, period. However, patient has no signs of ischemia, dysrhythmia, congestive heart failure, or other cardiovascular findings, period. She has normal ECG, period. She is therefore cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.